The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of tonight's high school hoops double dip here on CARE Radio. Northeast Kansas League basketball action as this evening the Horton Chargers play host to the Oskaloosa Bears. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, that's Joseph. You know who it was. You knew that all the time. He's our engineer, and he is like the guy that does everything, the production work, the hitting the buttons, making sure that I sound better than I am. And that's a huge job, Joseph. I appreciate everything you do. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. The public address announcer introducing the starters to the nice crowd. And let me share them with you, if I may. For the Oskaloosa High School boys basketball team, they come into the ball game at 0-6 in the conference and 0-7 on the season. And under head coach Jeremy Rockhold, they're going to be starting Trevor Willits, Cord Perry, Coy Perry, A.J. Kreutzer, and Jack Hopkins. For the Horton Chargers, and head coach Don Smith coming in tonight at 1-5. Horton is going to be starting Trevor Ochman and Luke McAfee. That's a senior and a freshman. He's got a sophomore in there with Cannon Becker. And a couple of more seniors, Ethan Miller and Trey Lockwood. Oskaloosa in some new uniforms. I like them. They are very, very dark blue. I'm thinking more than a Kentucky blue. I'm trying to think who's got a dark, dark, dark blue like this. Not a navy blue. But anyway, with white lettering and trim. And for Horton, it is the home of white. That's what I would call a royal blue lettering and trim. Maybe Kentucky? It's like, yeah, it's a really dark blue, I think. Maybe more like Kentucky. Here we go. Bishop comes into the center circle. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Boys high school basketball as the tip is away. It'll be controlled down by Oskaloosa. And the Bears come into the forecourt. They will handle the ball up top side. Way up high with it is going to be Coy Perry. He'll launch a three that will not go down. And Horton sweeps down the rebound. It'll be Cannon Becker coming up with the board. Now he's got it deep in the backcourt looking for some help. Trey Lockwood is back there with him. He'll kick it over to the left side, and Horton for three. Comes up short. Lockwood with the offensive board and follow home. So Trey Lockwood makes it quickly a 2-0 lead for the Horton Chargers. We are not yet a minute into the game. Horton settling into the 2-3 zone. Yep, that's what they're going to be running here. The feed will go into the 5. Looking inside, there's no room. Back on top, another 3 is launched. It's off the window and off the rim. Rebound tipped out. Lockwood's going to clear it down, and Horton will come back on offense. Oskaloosa is pressing all the way up the floor. The ball was kicked. And for a moment, I didn't think the official was going to call anything. There was never a whistle sounded, but he grabbed the ball and stopped the play. And Horton is going to be putting into play right in front of Coach Smith in the Charger bench. 6:55 to play in the opening quarter, 2-0. Horton up front, the first bucket of the game. Lockwood will take it across the timeline and dish it down the left side, then pick up the ball and lay it up and in. Trey Lockwood for the quick four. Oskaloosa and Trevor Willits into the forecourt. Left side, Coy Perry. He's a sophomore. Over to Cord. He's the senior brother. Deep into the right corner, no room. Back out on top, they're going to go. Looking in. Right now, they're having trouble getting the ball in the middle. They've got a little height in there with Jack Hopkins. He's a big kid. Shot is up off the back of the rim. It's no good, and Lockwood sweeps the board away. Horton's going to take it again the other direction. 2 minutes into the ball game, Horton with two buckets, leading 4-0. Chargers, Cannon Becker goes right side. Here's a set for three. Knocking it down is Luke McAfee. I can see Luke's grandpa is just beaming here with pride, and he should. We're going to get an early Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break with the Bears at 5:52 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Horton, Kansas. It is Horton 7, Oskaloosa 0.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
We've got basketball tomorrow night on K-Radio. We will once again be on the road, burning up the highways a little bit here in January. Benedictine is going to be in Baldwin City. It'll be the Ravens and the Baker University Wildcats. The ladies game at 5:30 here on K-Radio and the guys game at about 7:30. Looking forward to having you join us for those. But right now, coming out of the timeout, Oskaloosa putting the ball back in play, and we're back at it here. Bears down to the baseline. The ball gets mishandled. It's on the floor, and it'll be cleaned up by Horton. Ethan Miller picks up the loose basketball and kicks it back over again to Gannon Becker. Becker into the forecourt, little right-hand dribble, takes it to about a step and a half above the baseline, swings it back over to the left side to McAfee, who will stop, pop this, and won't go. Rebounding it down is going to be Willits, and Oskaloosa tries a baseball pass the length of the court, but it's a little too long. It's going to go out of bounds on the north end of the gym. 5:16 to go. The band is already packing up. I was hoping to strum out a few tunes at halftime in the guys' game, but I guess not. Burton will go to the bench. He will be the first team to bring in a sub, and entering the lineup is going to be senior Lane Motton. Here come the Chargers with a 7-0 lead. 3 minutes in. Driving in. The shot off the window for Lockhart won't go. Rebounding it down is going to be Willits. He'll feed it over to the left side. He gets mishandled for a moment and then saved at the baseline and then lost out of bounds. And we may have to take a moment here. Okay, here's what happened. I'm going to do my best to delicately describe this. This is not going to be easy. But what happens is you see a player getting ready to fall out of bounds and they kick the ball off of an opposing teammate to knock it out of bounds. Well, he did just that. And the Horton player who was struck is just needing a moment to kind of gather himself. And the officials are being very accommodating, very nice guys. And you appreciate that. Kind of like an umpire, you know, you go out, you dust off the plate a little bit, and you make sure you got enough baseballs in your pocket, and you do a few things. But here we go. We're back at it. Here's Horton with the ball around to the left side. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers in front, 7-0. The dish over to the left side. Horton has Motton in the game. I've not seen him take a shot. Here's a shot from the outside for Oskaloosa. No, and a nice rebound in the middle, however. And they'll kick it out on top, too. We're in the ball fence one more time. Oskaloosa with the ball around the right side. Baseline, deep shot, three, hits the side of the backboard. And the rebound is on the floor. It's going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds. And, wow, we're going to give it back to Oskaloosa. There is a bit of a break. Oskaloosa has brought Trenton Van Houten into the game. Trenton's a freshman. And now the Bears passed in. The traffic is going to be stolen away. Here comes Horton. Down the right side with it is McAfee. He works up the top side, slides around to the left. Way out on the edge. Cutting in. The shot too hard. Follow shot. Just right. And that bucket for Trevor Ottman, his first point of the game. And it is down 9-0. Horton, 3:45 to go, opening quarter. Oskaloosa looking to get something on the board now. Here's Coy Perry. Brings it out on top. Here's a running shot off the window, and no. They're going to wave off the bucket. There was a foul that occurred, but they will say that it was on the floor. And prior to the shot. So, Trenton Van Houten, who put up a nice-looking shot, will not count. The foul is going to be on Horton, and for the Chargers, it'll be Cooper Wishcroft. Now we're going to have Oskaloosa trying to inbound it. They'll turn it over, and Horton back up the floor. Chargers leading it now 9-0, 3.5 to go, first quarter. McAfee, coast-to-coast, shot up, nope. Rebound, followed up, and we'll wave off that shot also, and there's going to be a push on A.J. Kreutzer. So A.J. will have his first foul of the game, and it'll be the first foul by Oskaloosa. Coming to 3:23 to go in the opening quarter. Horton is going to bring Becker back into the game, and Ethan Miller coming back in. Already up with by 9, Horton brings it in. They're looking in the middle for Lockhart. He has been an absolute force inside for the Chargers so far this evening. 3:10 left, first quarter. Over to the right side, the uncontested three, a little too strong. Rebound tipped out, tipped around it. It'll be controlled back down by Horton, and Ethan Miller controls it. Ethan threads the needle, nothing in the middle, no room for Lockhart. He'll lob it over to the right side, and now we have a foul off the ball. So the foul is going to be against Oskaloosa. It'll be Jack Hopkins' first foul tonight. Team foul two for the Bears. Just inside 3 minutes of play in the first quarter. Chargers with the ball, leading it 9-0. Gordon brings it in. Top side with it is going to be Cooper. All the way back down to the right side. Ball knocked away. Here comes Oskaloosa. They'll go the other way. Coast to coast. The driving layup will go in. Rebound, Horton. 2.5 to go. Horton back down with it and in the center circle, Gannon Becker. Starts left, cuts right, pulls up, 12-footer, nope. Rebounding it back down. Oskaloosa, outlet, left side, on the floor, once, left-hand layup, count it, plus one. And the Bears are on the board. Oskaloosa getting points on the board, and scoring his first of the night is going to be Hunter Boyd. So Hunter Boyd gets the bucket, draws the foul, free throw will not go in, and Horton is going to come down with a rebound. Now we're going to get a foul on the rebound against Oskaloosa. And that is going to be a second foul on Jack Hopkins. 3 team fouls by Oskaloosa, 1 by Horton. And we're at 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Around to the left side with it will go the Chargers. Over to the left block. Looking in the middle, there's no room for Ottman. Brings it back out on top. It's going to be stolen. Oskaloosa, coast to coast, shot blocked. And another foul. Say what, when people go up on that north end of the gym, which is the end, if you're familiar with the facility here toward the commons, there are bodies flying all over the place. It happened in the ladies' game. Happening here tonight. Now the official headed over to the scores table, and we're going to get the call here as foul is going to be on Luke. So Luke McAfee will have his first foul. Free throw here. It's up and in. And for Oskaloosa, Trenton. Trenton Van Houten has his first point. Second shot, no. Rebound Horton. Trey Lockwood once again comes down with the rebound. It is 9-3. The feed to Lockwood, back over to the right side. Becker on top. The shot for McAfee gets away. Rebound tipped out. And it's going to be lost out of bounds off Oskaloosa. Horton will have it back in with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Going to get in for Horton on the near side is going to be Luke McAfee. Luke brings it in. Topside, Gannon. Gannon Becker, little right-hand dribble, works his way toward the top. Very near the center circle. Dishes it over to the left side to Motten. Back over to the right, and there's a little stutter step and a travel. And he knew it. So back it will go to Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa coming into the ballgame tonight looking for a W. They trail, though, by half a dozen with a minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. Oskaloosa with the ball right side, skips it off on top. It's going to be Van Houten, jumps it over to the left side, back into the lane, push pass to the right side. Horton Deep is doing a nice job of getting up in front of people. Horton coming into the game tonight at 1-5. We've got a minute to play in the first quarter. Into the lane, multiple steps. Is that a hero step? I don't know if it's a Euro step, maybe halfway across Asia, as long as those steps were. Here's the feed to the right, the three, short. Rebound is on the floor, and here comes Oskaloosa. The outlet, the driving layup, there it is for two, and they're going to call it travel. The breakaway and the uncontested layup, and then sometimes you've got nothing to think about, and you start realizing, I don't quite have my step down, and then you pull up your dribble too soon, and in what looked like an easy breakaway, 2 points turns into a traveling violation. Here comes Horton. 25 seconds left in the first. The feed to the left side with a three-point shot. Set sail. It's an air ball. Offensive rebound. Followed a miss. Tipped back up again and good. Luke McAfee has five. It is 11-3. Oskaloosa launching a three. It's off the rim. Nope. Offensive board. Pulled down. The follow shot missing. 4 seconds. They've still got time. Here's one for three from the top. Up, no. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the floor. The first quarter of the boys' game is in the book tonight. We go to the second. It is Horton 11, Oskaloosa 3.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Great to have you with us here this evening in Morton, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second quarter of the guys' game. The Horton Chargers with a commanding early lead in this one, 11-3. The ball is going to be put in play at midcourt for Horton by Trey Lockwood. And Trey dominated in the game early on. Ultimately, Oskaloosa made a couple of adjustments to try to take him out of it. But at that point, He had helped his team put together a lead for Horton. Luke McAfee with 5. Trey Lockwood with 4. For Oskaloosa, Hunter Boyd has 2, and Ben Houghton has the other point. 11-3 as they go to the second quarter. Horton brings it in on the right side. Back it away, thinking about the three-point shot, and then Martin passes that up. Puts it back out on top. Becker kicks it over to the left side. The shot up, no. Rebound. Pull down court, Perry. Oskaloosa to the other end of the court. And again, contact and a foul beneath that north goal. Harris will be coming to the free throw line here, and the official will let us know that Gannon Becker will have committed his first foul of the evening right there. And at the line is Trevor Willett. Free throw, won't quite get in. Out of the game for Horton will go Martin and Luke McAfee. The freshman for the Chargers is back in. Second free throw here, rims around, won't go in. Lockwood sweeps it down. Here comes Horton. It is 11-3 with 7:11 to go in the half. Horton at home and with the ball in front, and that will turn it over. Another one of those, I would call that a distraction turnover when you lose focus on the ball and what you're doing. You're looking across and looking around and just kind of let what you're doing get away from you. Here comes Oskaloosa. Bears over with the ball on the right side. A.J. Kreutzer on top to Willett. Oskaloosa with 1 field goal so far in this game. It belongs to Hunter Boyd, who's come off the bench to score it. Back to the left side. They work around the perimeter, working against that zone. Now the drive in addition to the middle. The ball gets dislodged, picked back up by Horton. Ethan Miller comes up with the basketball and quickly down the left side is going to come Luke McAfee. He goes all the way to the wing, feet to the free throw line, but the turnaround shot is going to be up by Lockwood and a little bit wide to the right side. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa. Now they'll jailbreak down the left side, a push, a whistle, and a foul. The travel. It was a travel call. Let's fix that. Obviously, he did not push him. Obviously, he just stumbled forward on his own. 6:20 to go. First half. Horton back up the floor. Both teams running that zone defense. We see more and more and more of it. The disciples of Jim Boeheim. Good ball stolen in the middle. Oskaloosa back up into the lane. Couple of steps. The shot rims out. Nope. Trevor Ottman with the rebound. Chargers back up the floor again. These two teams are also getting one and done. One shot and the ball's going the other way. Here's a 3. Rebound. Pulled down by Oskaloosa. They bring it up the left side. Van Houten kicks it into the corner. Shot passed up by Willett. It won't be passed up by Kreutzer, and it won't go in. And Horton rebounds it down. 5.5 to go in the half, but we're going to get a timeout. I don't think either coach is particularly happy with how their teams are playing. I'll tell you what, with 2.5 minutes gone in the second quarter, no team has scored yet in this quarter. Taking a break, Joseph. We'll be back. The score. Horton, 11, Oskaloosa, 3.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in Horton, Kansas. Now we're going to get a shot up and good for 3 from the Chargers. And McAfee at 8 points now. 5:10 to go in the half. The turnaround shot in the middle for Oskaloosa won't go down. It is now 14-3. Quick kick over to the left side. Looking in the middle. No room there. Horton feeds it to the free throw line. Now to the baseline left. A three. No. Shot blocked. Follow shot. No. Rebound. Oskaloosa. And they're able to save it. Back down the left side. Here comes the Bears. They'll drop a shoulder. Is that an offensive or a block? They're going to call a blocking foul. Well, there you go. Blocking foul is going to be whistled against Wharton. And the foul is going to be on Trevor Ottman. The free throw? No. Court Perry. Waiting for another shot here. It is up and there it is. 4 minutes and a half to play in the half. Baseline jump shot, air ball, rebound, pulled down by Oskaloosa. They'll kick it down the right side. The feet underneath the shot, up, no. Rebound Horton, they're going to run the other way, still leading at 14-3. The feet in the middle, the ball's patted away. Back up, it will come Oskaloosa, still trailing 14-3. Now the feed to the middle, and we get a whistle, we got fouled. This has been a game of a couple of, you can tell, kind of frustrated teams right now. See who this foul is going to be on. It'll be the second by McAfee. And coming to the line for Oskaloosa, Jack Hopkins. Jack stepping up there for a couple of shots. First one, no. Right now, Oskaloosa is 1 of 7 at the free throw line. This one, it's good. How about that? Jack Hopkins gets his first point of the ball game, and it's 14-4. 3:52 to go. Well, we're halfway through the second quarter. 3:52 to go in the half. Working around to the right side. No room in there. Kicks around back to the left. Horton will look into the middle. He'll drive it all the way to the baseline. No room. Back on the left side to Lockhart. Now top of the key. It's going to be Becker. Back now down low to Motten. The zone defenses have worked well. They've prevented a lot of scoring. Now here's a lot of contact. Push it. Seven to the middle. And they say the ball is out of bounds. Back it comes to Horton. They are not calling a lot of fouls. This is kind of the same theme that we saw in the girls' game. Not a lot of fouls early. Lockhart for three. Nope. Rebound Horton. Another Horton three. Rebound missed. The follow shot. No. And now a foul underneath. Shooting percentages in this game are in the teens for both schools. I would say Horton is shooting in the high teens. I would say Oskaloosa is shooting in the low teens. Maybe. 3:17 to go in the half. And at the free throw line for the Chargers, it's going to be Trey Lockwood. His first free throw effort of the night. Goes all the way around. It kicks out. No good. Oskaloosa is going to bring A.J. Kreutzer back into the game for Jack Hopkins. 14-4. Horton in front. Lockwood looks for his fifth point and will get it right there. It's now 15-4. Chargers with the lead. Oskaloosa quickly back down the floor with the basketball. Top of the key with it. No room. Over to Willits on the left side. They'll dip it down into the corner to Kreutzer. Kreutzer goes cross court. Here's a three straight away. Top of the key. Top the front lip of the rim. And no good. Rebounds off the rim, off the backboard, and way out on top where Lockwood is going to secure it. Horton will go the other way. Gannon Becker. Standing with both feet in the center circle now, kind of surveying the defense, but not much to survey. They've been locked into that 2-3, and there has not been much change all evening. And again, the 2-3s worked pretty well. It's just that Oskaloosa is not having any luck coming down with the rebounds off the misses and a lot of opportunities for Oskaloosa. Now the ball in the middle, knocked out of Lockwood's hands, feeds it over to the left side. The ball's going to be stripped away and taken away from Hoffman. Here come the Bears with 2:22 to go in the half. And again, the zone doing exactly what Coach Rockhold wants it to do. But neither team shooting well. Here's a three. No. Rebound, Horton. Ethan Miller sweeps it away. And trying to take it back, Oskaloosa whistle for a foul. So, for Oskaloosa, the foul is going to be on Gunner Rockhold. Gunner picking up his first foul of the game, and Oskaloosa has team foul 5. Horton, home team, has 6 team fouls with now 2 minutes to play in the half. In the lane, the ball is going to be stripped away, and up with it will come Oskaloosa. Get that zone defense working nicely. All the way down the floor, and the ball is mishandled and lost, and Oskaloosa with an unforced turnover. They're driving it down the court, and everything is going just swell. And then all of a sudden, the ball just kind of has a mind of its own, and it gets away, and nobody's able to recover, and it tumbles out of bounds. Minute 40 to go in the half. 15-4. Horton cutting it down to the right block. No room in the middle. Back out on top it comes. Still by its own is doing it. Now we get a 3-second violation against Horton. That's the first one of those we've seen tonight. The Bears are going to bring freshman Trenton Van Houten back into the game, and it will take out Trevor Willits. Horton is going to give Trevor Ottman a little bit of a break. And into the game for Horton is going to come Jack Allen. Jack's a big guy. Oskaloosa, the three from the left. That's in there. How about that shot by Van Houten? The freshman came in with a purpose and knocked it down. It's 15-7. 75 seconds left in the half. Skip pass comes over to the right side. Ethan Miller feeds inside. Lockwood moving, spinning. Can't get away. Pushes it off on top. The three misses. Rebound is long. And out on top to Court Perry. Oskaloosa taking it the other way. Perry gets tripped. No foul called. The ball goes back to the other end of the floor. The shot goes up, hits the side of the backboard, and again, more bodies strewn across the floor. We've seen that through both games tonight. 53 seconds to go in the half, and Brito's coming up here for the Chargers. For Oskaloosa, the foul is on. Oh. The board says 2. There is no 2. So we'll see if we can figure out. I think the scoreboard crew is confused. Coach Rockhold is unhappy. And again, there is no player number 2 out on the floor. Here's a free throw up and missing for Gannon Becker. Gannon's still looking for his first point of the evening. Second free throw. Misses off. Rebound, Oskaloosa. And we're going to get a blocking foul in the backcourt. That did look like a lot of contact, but apparently more than I had suspected there was. 52 seconds left in the half, and we walk to the other end of the floor as both teams go into the one and one. This foul is going to be on Jack Allen. Again, he just got into the game, and now he's just coming out of the game. Trevor Ottman comes back in. Toeing the stripe is Hunter Boyd. His shot? No. And missing the front half of the one and one. Here comes the Horton Chargers. 40 seconds to go, first half. Horton cuts into the lane, bodies again on the floor in the lane. The drive to the free throw line, the kick on top, the three-point shot is good. Ethan Miller gets his first point. 18-7 Horton. Half a minute to go in the half. And then as the ball comes into the forecourt with Ottman, another foul gets called. This one is going to be on Gannon Becker. So he will quickly have collected his second foul. For Horton, you got a couple of guys with two fouls apiece. Gannon Becker and Luke McAfee. And Van Houten, one or two at the free throw line, steps up, hits a front half. So Trenton Van Houten will earn the bonus. Coach Rockhold will make two substitutions here with 25 seconds remaining in the half. Second free throw, Van Houten. Yep, he'll get them both. And it's 18-9. And the question being, will Horton look to wind this down for a final shot of the half? Not necessarily. They move the ball pretty briskly. Not a lot of standing around. They go over to the left side. He's thinking about the three was Martin. Now he'll feed in the middle. It's off his teammate's shoulder. Picked up by a fellow teammate. Has his carries away and missed. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa. Running to the baseline. The shot is a buzzer off the mark. And it's been a little bit wild and woolly, but we've made it to halftime. We'll be back here in Horton to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the break. It's Horton 18, Oskaloosa 9.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Hey, welcome back to Horton, Kansas. Halftime of the guys' game. And it is an 18-9 lead for Horton over Oskaloosa here at the break. A recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Oskaloosa, paced it away. Freshman Trenton Van Houten, who's come off the bench, he scored a half a dozen. Hunter Boyd with 2 and 1 for Jack Hopkins for Horton. How about Luke McAfee with 8? Trey Lockwood knocking in 5-3 for Ethan Miller and 2 in the opening half for Trevor Ottman. Neither team with anyone with more than 2 fouls. Horton, a couple of guys with 2. Oskaloosa, 1 player with 2 fouls. We're going to take a break. Second half of the ballgame coming up live here on Care Radio, but right now with the intermission score. The Horton Chargers, 18. Oskaloosa Bears, 9. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studios for another scintillating halftime.
Calendar with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the
Lewis
choice.
Of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball as Oskaloosa is on the road at Horton. We'll be returning to the boys' game in just a couple of moments. Join us tomorrow night as we've got Benedictine College basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Baker University. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Friday brings us to Marhill Mount Academy hosting Valley Falls, with the girls taking to the court sometime after 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court a little bit after 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine College on the road again as they will be at Grandview in Des Moines, Iowa. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right about 4 p.m. And of course, join us Thursday night for Sports Look as Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights right around 5:15.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Taking a look at the girls' games, I've got a few scores I'd like to share with you. We had Troy over Onega with a final score of the Trojans 60, Onega 32. In the Perry-LeCompton-Horton game, it was Perry-LeCompton-Holton game, it was Holton 27 to Perry-LeCompton's 13. Donovan West and Centralia were all knotted up at the half at 27. It was Donovan West falling to Centralia with a final score of Centralia 61, Donovan West 47. Taking a look at some of the boys' finals, we've got Troy again over Onega with a score of Troy 51, Onega 33. Atchison High beat K.C. Schwegel with a final score of Atchison High 64, K.C. Schlegel 53. And in the Marhill Mount Academy Pleasant Ridge Rams game, it was Marhill Mount Academy Ravens 35 to Pleasant Ridge Rams 62. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 53. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 29. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. In North Atchison, it's 44.1 degrees. The wind is out of the east at 2 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 50%. Barometric pressure steady at 30.14 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 24 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 39 out there. In Leavenworth, it's currently 47 degrees. St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 41 degrees, with Valley Falls at 42. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Horton. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Joseph, appreciate it as always. That we're about ready to get underway with the second half. The ball belonging to Horton. To Oskaloosa, but Horton leading in the ballgame 18-9 as the third quarter gets underway. Oskaloosa putting a ball in play, a little runner from the baseline left, up, no good, tipped again, pulled down, offensive board, and a follow shot, and something good, and Jack Hopkins has two more. It's 18-11, early in the third quarter. Horton for three, from the right side, no. Rebound tipped out. Oskaloosa pulls it down. Baseball pass to the other end is kicked. Kind of soccer style. Picked up off the floor. And a foul is called. The Oskaloosa player down there lobbying the official for free throws, but I don't think he's going to get any satisfaction from that. Foul is going to be easy. He's going to be on Gannon Becker, and Gannon has his third foul. So we're early, less than a minute into the second half. Three-point shot on the inbound play, on its way by Oskaloosa, does not go in. Rebound to get down, it's going to be Ottman, and here comes Horton. Chargers bringing it up the floor. Gannon Becker stays in the game with those three fouls. He'll angle left, come back right, feed to the free throw line. Lockhart takes the pass, and a defender reaching in fouls him. This whistle is going to be on Trevor Willits, and for Trevor, that'll be foul number three. So each team now with a player with three fouls. In the middle it goes. Lockhart, easy turnaround up and in. It'll be 7 points for Trey. Back up the other way. Here comes Oskaloosa. 20-11. Skip pass out on top. Bears around to the left wing. They'll feed into the lane, kicking it back out. The three launched and rattles home. Trevor Willits gets his first points of the game. 20-14. Oskaloosa battling hard here in the early part of the second half. The feed in the middle of Lockwood comes back out on top to Miller. Ethan weaves inside, and is there a foul or is there just a kick of the ball? Houston not calling any fouls, so apparently it was just kicked out of bounds. And both teams making a handful of substitutions. We're getting them all in, and here we go. It comes in. Lockwood shot. No. Rebound tipped around. Here comes Oskaloosa. Outlet it comes. The feed to the right. A push and the foul on the other end. This is going to come over. We are getting a lot of whistles here in the early going of the third quarter. For Horton, it'll be foul number one on Ethan Miller. The free throw here is up and in. And that's the first point of the ballgame for Corda Perry. So already here in the second half, we've got the first points of the game by Trevor Willits and now Cord Perry and Jack Hopkins hitting his first field goal of the evening. Maybe the Oskaloosa offense has kind of come around a little bit. Second free throw does not go in. And it's 20-15. We've got 5:45 to go. Third quarter. Pass over to the left side. Batted away. Saved. Kicked back out on top. Split the defense. A little hook pass in the middle. And you hear that thud. That was a player going hard to the floor, but Ethan Miller springs right back up. We're going to have another foul call. This one is going to be the fourth for Oskaloosa's Hopkins. So Jack, right back out of the game. He got about 2.5 minutes in here in the third quarter before that fourth foul comes his way. Horton putting it in play at their offensive end. Swings it over to the left side to Montan, who's in the contest. Skip pass over to the block. It's going to be booted out of bounds and off the toe of Cord Perry. Back it comes again to Horton. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 20-15. Chargers leading the Bears here. These two teams both hungry, hungry for a win. Here's a three. No. Rebound tipped out, and Horton's coming down with it. And a pass to the right side, thrown away. Coach Rockhold on his feet over on the far side telling his guys, hey, slow down, it's okay. Just take a minute, make that good, secure pass, know where it's going. We got plenty of time. It is only a 5-point game with 5 minutes to go still in the third quarter. The feed to the right side, a 3-point shot misses, and the long rebound is mishandled and allowed to go out of bounds. Oskaloosa touching it last. It'll come back in again to work. Oskaloosa players have a hard time just getting a grip on the ball. They're getting in a position. They're getting a hand out, getting a hand on the ball. Just unable to secure it and haul it in. Losing it out of play there once again. 5 minutes to go in the third. Driving in, little 12-foot runner off the window and good. Giving that one to Trevor Ottman. It is 22-15. Oskaloosa will work the ball around to the left side, working right in front of their bench, takes it down low into the corner. No room there, brings it back off on top. In a game now for Oskaloosa is Trace Kessinger. Trace is a senior. Little falling away shot in the lane. Rolls all the way around the rim and falls away. No good. Back up court with it. Here comes Horton. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Chargers with the basketball leading it by a 22-15 margin. You're right. That is a low-scoring game. From 14, it's up and in. Lane Montan gets his first point of the evening. 24-15. And with that, Horton has its largest lead of the night. We're at midpoint of the third quarter. Oskaloosa back down to the baseline. On top, over to the left. That is a really long three. And it's going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down is Lockwood. Trey hauls it down, puts it in the hands of Luke McAfee, and Chargers are back into the forecourt. They'll kick it over in front of the Horton bench to Montan. Back out on top, they work the perimeter a little bit. Here's a three from the top. Won't go. Offensive board. Kick back out on top. McAfee in traffic. Off the glass and somehow gets it to draw. What a shot. Luke McAfee, the first player for either team to reach double-digit scoring. Speaking of double digits, is now a double-digit lead for Horton. And as that happens, we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break with the Bears at 3:25 to go in the third. It's now Horton 26, Oskaloosa 15.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Basketball tomorrow night on Cam Radio. Well, we ship to the college play as the Benedict and Ravens continue. And the Heart of America Athletic Conference will be on the road in Baldwin City, Kansas. Ravens and Baker University. The ladies' game tipping off at 5:30. The guys' game after that, an anticipated 7:30 start for the guys from the Collins Center on the Baker campus. Join us here on Cam Radio for both of those games live. Looking forward to bringing them to you. The ball comes in on Oskaloosa. The quick shot is up and too strong. Horton coming down with a rebound. I'll tell you what, Trey Lockwood has had a fantastic game. Here's a little behind-the-back pass. The shot is up and good. What a bucket by Ottman. Now the officials are having a conference. Are we not counting that shot? Apparently, there was a foul prior to the shot. I don't know. I don't see it. Nonetheless, the ball is going to come in, and now it's going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. It remains 26-15, and we have a big collision on the other end and a traveling violation. And back it will come to Horton. 3:09 to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa is going to take Van Houten out of the ball game, and checking in for Oskaloosa for the first time maybe tonight is going to be Cannon Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R. Here's a shot, right side, it's going to be up and good. Horton pushes his lead now to 28-15. 2:47 to go and winding along in the third quarter. Bringing the ball up to the top of the key. Cord Perry looked at it, thought about the three, then elects not to do it. Brings it back down, kicks it over to the left side. Kramer. Now, here's Perry. The shot missing. And a long rebound cleared away by Ethan Miller. Chargers coming the other way. Miller will bring it into the forecourt himself, changing hands with the dribble. He'll cross it at the center. Swings it over to the right side, way out near the Horton bench. Now the feed to the free throw line. The dish back to the left. Thinking about the three, and then I'm surprised to see it. Ethan Miller passes that up. And back out on top, it's going to come. Oskaloosa sticking with the zone. 2 minutes to go in the third. The pass in the middle for Lockwood, and as it goes inside, leaping in the air to try to bat it away, Trevor Willits, but Trevor leaped with all his might, but he's given up about 7 inches from height in the middle, maybe more. He just didn't have an opportunity to get high enough in the air to knock that thing free. Ends up picking up his second foul of the game. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take it. 2:03 to go in the third quarter. Tonight's high school boys game. It's Horton 28, Oskaloosa 15.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As we come back, the shot is up and rolls in for Oskaloosa. Coming into the ball game and now playing with his four personal fouls up at the bucket by Jack Hopkins. It's 28-17. Horton is going to take it the other way. They'll swing it around to the left side. Ethan Miller has it. Kicks it off on top. Here's Gannon Becker. Drives inside. Comes to the floor, but the official inside is going to say, is there a foul? I thought maybe that was a tied up ball. They are going to call a foul. And as quickly as he comes into the game, Jack fouls out. So Jack Hopkins, he came in, he hit that nice bucket, and now he's going to foul out with a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. And as they're deciding what they're going to do about replacing him, I'm going to remind you that you're enjoying high school hoops tonight here on CAIR Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison. In fact, we are in Horton tonight. A lot of times we're in Atchison, who knows where. Here's a baseline three from the left side, up and good for the Chargers. Putting that one in the bucket is Cooper Wishkoff. Give him three. Cooper Wishkoff makes it 31-17. And we're down to the last minute of the third quarter. The ball's on the floor, being kicked around, and we're going to call it jump ball. Full court pressure applied here by Oskaloosa on the inbound play. Lockwood will inbound it. He'll get it into Becker. Becker has it knocked out of his hands, recovers it, still deep in the backcourt. Here's Lockwood. He will throw it down the floor. The numbers advantage in the forecourt. The shot is up and missing. The follow shot's up and missing. And on the rebound, we'll have an Oskaloosa foul. So, yet more fouls here in this quarter. The foul is going to be on Cord Perry. And for Cord, it'll be foul number one. Team foul five for Oskaloosa. The inbound shot, no. Rebound, cleared away. Bears up the floor, down the right side. It's going to be Trevor Willits with the basketball. Now the pass to the middle. Loose, knocked away, and Horton's going to steal it. And again, there's bodies all over the floor. Horton up the court, dumps it over to the left side. In the edge with it is going to be Becker. Out on top, Lockwood feeds across. Beautiful play! The assist, Lockwood, give the bucket to Luke McAfee, and he's got a dozen. 33-17. The shot on the other end of the floor misses, and it's a Horton rebound. Nicely done by Wishkoff. And here's a shot at the end of the quarter. It's up, no good. We go to the fourth in Horton. After three, it's the Chargers 33, Bears 17.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Well, Horton outscored Oskaloosa 15-8 in the third quarter. And a push their advantage at almost 2-1. It's 33-17 as we go to the fourth. Updated scoring numbers for Oskaloosa. Trenton Van Houten still leads the way with a half a dozen points right on his heels. Jack Hopkins with five, but Jack has gotten all the points he will have tonight, having fouled out of the game in the third quarter for Oskaloosa. For Horton, Martin, double-digit scoring for Luke McAfee. He's at 12 after three quarters, 7 so far for Trey Lockwood. We go to the fourth quarter. The ball comes in play to Oskaloosa. We're back underway. It was the Horton Lady Chargers winning the first game tonight. And Horton seemed to think they have a home sweep this evening at the expense of Oskaloosa. 7.5 to go in the game. The ball batted away. Oskaloosa with it on the floor, able to rescue it in the corner. Coming up with it is going to be Hunter Boyd, and he will feed it to the free throw line. And contact and a foul, and it's going to be first foul of the game by Trey Lockwood. So the big guy who's in the middle lot in a lot of contact area, done a fantastic job, only just now picking up that first foul of the night. It'll come back in again to Oskaloosa with 7:20 to go. Cross court pass stolen, Lockwood. It's an easy layup on the other end. He saw that play develop, anticipated the pass, jumped the route like a cornerback, and took it the length of the court and went the other way. 7 minutes to play in the game. 35-17. Horton will jump it over to the left side. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. And comes back in again to the Bears. Wishcott out of the ball game. And Lane Montan back in for Coach Smith and Horton. Oskaloosa will try to pass into the middle. The turnaround shot from about 12. Rims all the way around. It goes out. No good. Lockwood with another rebound. He's got 9 points, and I'm guessing more rebounds than that. The likelihood of Trey having a double-double tonight is pretty high. Here's a feed to the right. The set shot for three. Too long, but a foul called. And I suspect it could be free throws here for McAfee. We'll see. And no, apparently not. They're saying we'll put the ball inbounds. Gunnar Rockhold will have his second foul of the game right there. Here comes Horton with the basketball. 6.5 to play. The feed to the right block. The shot. No. Rebound out of bounds off Oskaloosa. Horton will have it back into their offensive end. If you're familiar with the facility here, they're on the north end. That's in near the Commons. Comes in on the right side, Lockwood. Feeds across, falling away. McAfee for two. That's 14 points now. Luke McAfee. And an assist to Trey Lockwood. So not only maybe a double-double, but he could have a triple. I don't know. See, he nearly comes up with a pass here for an outlet layup and got fouled to stop that. Lockwood had come up with a loose basketball and was getting ready to throw a pass to a teammate who was racing down the floor. And to prevent that, a foul occurs, and Lockwood will come to the free throw line. That's going to be the first foul tonight for Coy Perry for the Bears. Lockwood coming to the line with 9 points. He is 1 of 2 at the line, and that one is up and short. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Bears take it the other way with 6 minutes to play. Here's a three from the wing. No. Rebound tipped out. Offensive board. Shot blocked. And rebound down to Horton. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Montan. Montan away to Becker. Becker weaves up the floor. Kicks it over to the left side. Looks in the middle. Has it slapped out of his hands. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It is Oskaloosa basketball. Would you hear the sounds in the background? Maybe like thunder rolling is really people hitting the floor and the loud crashing and booming because there's been plenty of contact in this one here tonight. We're going to get a timeout. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, we're going to take a break. It's at 5:49 to go in the game, but working with a solid lead here. Chargers 37, Oskaloosa 17.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
It is a 20-point Horton lead here in front of the home fans with 5:49 to play. Horton looking for their second win on the season. Oskaloosa, and they're looking for number one. Coming into the game tonight at 0-6, 0-7 overall. Here come the Bears. They've got the basketball and worked around on the left side. Feet to the left side of the free throw lane. Nothing there. They'll dump it into the corner. Getting trapped up a little bit and nearly lost out near midcourt. That was a good bit of hustle out there for Van Houten. The shot goes up, missing. An offensive rebound. Put back up and in. And a couple of points there for Hunter Boyd. Boyd picking up his fourth point of the game. It is now 35-19. Horton at 5:10 to go. The ball stolen. The dish across, the layup is up and good. Nice steal for Gunnar Rockhold. And a bucket underneath for Oskaloosa. And as they come up before, we get another foul on the Bears. Coming to the free throw line for Horton is going to be Luke McAfee. Luke has game-high scoring honors right now at 14 points. And his first free throw, no good. So he couldn't quite get that one to drop. Oskaloosa back down the floor with it. The dish over to the left side. A long three. He's up too long. And rebound. Pulled back down. Oski. The floater, no. The follow-up, no. And a foul and two free throws coming the way of the Bears. 4:44 to go in the ball game, 37-21. Horton out front for Oskaloosa. The Bears are coming to the stripe here, as that was the second foul by Trey Lockwood. And the first free throw will not quite go in. One more shot coming up for senior Austin Wilson. And that one is going to be a little bit short as well. Here comes Horton. 4.5 to play. Lockwood will bring it up the floor. He will drive and attack the rim and score. Trey Lockwood with 11. 37-19. Oski goes to the left side. Here's a three. Nicely done. Dropping it in. Trenton Van Houten, his second three, 37-22. Efforts of stealing the ball by Oskaloosa. They go headlong and diving at the ball, giving it every effort. Now a pass down to the baseline is errant and out of bounds. Oskaloosa will have it back in play. Trailing by 15 with 4:04 to play. Bears coming up the court with it. Oskaloosa, those traveling blues, charges in the home whites. Here's a three from the wing, and it's good again for Oskaloosa. They're warming up from the outside, maybe a little late. That one by Gunnar Rockhold, 37-25. Baseball pass to the other end. Horton into the forecourt. 3:45 to go, leading it by a dozen now. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Smith and the Chargers. Taking a break. 3:42 left tonight. Horton 39, Oskaloosa 27.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
leading it by a dozen. Horton puts the ball in play at their offensive end. 3:42 to go in the game. Oskaloosa not letting Horton shut the door quite yet. Lockwood goes up, and that may put the key in the tumbler as he puts it up and in. And he is now at, what, 13 points? 39-25. Bears with the top side. Looking in. The feet into the lane. The dish to the back door. Too low under the rim. Out on top. A three. Just short. Rebound tip. Batted around. Saved by Oskaloosa. Van Houten to the left side. Works the way around to the rim. Van Houten for three. It's going to be short. Offensive rebound, no. And this time, it is going to be saved by Horton. Do they still? They say it went out of bounds. It's going to be Oskaloosa ball down to the baseline. So Coach Smith, not particularly, I don't think, satisfied. He's going to go back to the bench, and he's going to bring in a couple of guys who've been out there a lot. One starter and one of his early subs, with 2:50 to play, and his team up 41-27. Castle come to the right side, a three, launched, no. And Horton coming down with the board. Oskaloosa with multiple opportunities, just could not convert. And now the upcourt pass stolen away. The outlet down the floor. Up and in for two for Oskaloosa. The bucket by Court Perry. And it's 41-29. 2:20 to go. And as the ball is nearly stolen away, we have a foul called. 41-29. And at 2:22 to go, we get a foul call. And you're going to again see Horton coming to the free throw line. Trey Lockwood will step up. He is one of three at the line tonight. This is going to be the front half of the one plus. It is up, short, rebound, out of bounds. It is Horton ball. The official down to the baseline again, I don't think was really sure, turned and looked at one of his teammates. Kind of getting, helping him make the call there. Horton brings it in, and they go clear out topside with it. Here's Ethan Miller. Has it stripped out of his hand. It's on the floor. Take it away by Horton. And the official with a quick jump ball call. That was fast. Back it will come to the Chargers. 2:10 left. Back into the game for Horton. Another starter. Cannon Beckers. Coach Smith has, I think, reintroduced the starting five out there now. It comes in, Lockwood dishes across, his pass is on the ground, it'll be picked back up by Lockwood, and lots of bodies all over the place, and they're going to give Lockwood a couple of free throws out of the field. 2:04 to go. Coach Rockhold is very frustrated over on the far side. His team's giving it a great effort all the way to the wire tonight. This first free throw is going to be good. For Trey Lockwood. Trey was one of four at the free throw line before that shot. Making it now 42-29. Now the official is asking Coach Rockhold maybe to stand it back from the floor just a little further. Second free throw is good. 43-29. Minute 59 to go. Out on top. Here's a three. Wide right. Rebound. And another foul called. This one is going to be on Oskaloosa. Bears feeling, I think, a little frustrated. Coy Perry's second foul. At the free throw line. Looks like Becker's up there. He's looking for his first point of the game and doesn't get it yet. He is now 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Gannon with one more shot. Looking to get in the scoring column here. Knee bend, a flip of the wrist, perfect. Gannon Becker makes it 44-29. and we've got a minute 40 left. Here's a three on the other end. Not going to happen. The rebound saved in by Horton. Up court is Ottman, and he gets fouled at midcourt. That may be on Gunner. Yep, it's going to be the fourth foul on Gunner. At the line, Cannon Becker once again for the Chargers. Cannon hit his first free throw of the night a moment ago, and that one makes it two for two. Two in a row. Oskaloosa will run Josh Rowe into the game, a sophomore. Becker hits them both, 46-29. And we've got a minute and a half left here. Oskaloosa up court, goes right side. Coy Perry. And we have a whistle and another foul. And this one is going to be on Ethan Miller. Ethan will have two tonight. It's only 5 second half fouls by Horton now. Oskaloosa has had Horton in the double bonus for a while. Pass comes off on top. Oskie with the ball. The pull up from 12 off the rim. Nope. Rebound. Players thrown to the floor. And let's see. We're going to have an Oskaloosa foul. No, it's going to be a Horton foul. Luke McAfee's third. Entering the ballgame to the delight of the crowd and Charger Nation here tonight is Reagan, right? Reagan? Yeah, Reagan. Reagan Knutson, a freshman. So we've got Reagan in. Minute 5 left. Horton has the ball. Top side it goes to Miller. Get another foul call. They like Reagan Knutson. He is a freshman. He is not the tallest guy on the floor. Ooh, the gym got quiet. How about that? Ethan Miller's free throw is good. Ethan Miller with 4 points now. Also into the game for Horton is going to come a sophomore, Caden Smith. Jim growing very quiet again. The second free throw, not quite there. Slapped at the basket, not going to go in. And here comes Oskaloosa. We're inside the final minute of the game. Bears weave it down the court, go long cross court. It's going to be stolen. Here's Lockwood. He will go and lay it up and score. Trey Lockwood, that's a couple of times today. He has seen that play develop, anticipated it well, and stolen to go to the other end of the floor. The three, no. The rebound, Bears. Half a minute left. Oskaloosa will drive and shoot and get it for two. A couple of points there for Van Houten. 15 seconds left. Horton gets this thing in the forecourt. They may just decide to wind it down, and they will, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight in Horton, Kansas. The Chargers, 49, Oskaloosa, 31, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
But in our second game tonight here on Cure Radio in the Northeast Kansas League, the Horton Chargers pick up their second win of the season in Oskaloosa, still looking for their first. A recap of the scoring for Oskaloosa. It was Trenton Van Houten, the freshman, coming in off the bench to pave the way in scoring. He had 11. Also off the bench, Hunter Boyd, second leading scorer, had a half a dozen for the Bears. For Horton, double figure scoring for a pair of athletes. Then Trey Lockwood with 17 is your Bank of Atchison player of the game. He led the team just about all evening long and wrapped it up very solidly with a wonderful game on both sides of the basketball. So Trey Lockwood, Bank of Atchison player of the game, 17 points, 14 tonight for freshman Luke McAfee. It was a half a dozen for Trevor Rotman, 5 tonight for Ethan Miller. With 3 apiece, Gannon Becker and Cooper Wishkop, and that is going to wrap up the scoring. Oh, no. I knew there was one more. Lane Mountain. I can't forget Lane. Lane Mountain knocking in a couple of points back in the second quarter. Horton at 2-5. Oskaloosa moves to 0-8. Opening game tonight, it was the Horton Lady Chargers winning it 38-29. Tomorrow night, Benedictine basketball. Lady Ravens at 5:30. The Benedictine men at 7:30. BC is at Baker. Look forward to having you join us from Baldwin City for that tomorrow night. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. And until we reach you tomorrow, Tom Couch here in Horton, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.